Well, good morning, everybody. We certainly do hold in our prayers today those who were impacted by the tornadoes and storms yesterday. I know Waldron and St. Paul areas were really hit real bad, and grain bins all over, and power outages that'll probably last several days, and damages. And so we certainly want to pray for those who are dealing with that, especially the crews that are dealing with it, and the folks who need to do a little rebuilding. We're still without power at St. Joe. That went out at 4:30 yesterday, and then who knows? So it's out in the office of the parish, the chapel, the rectory, and the church. School still has power. I'm sure the kids will be happy they get to have school on that. So anyway, let's pray for all of that. Jesus tells us that no matter what storm comes, we should have peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. And the peace that Jesus talks about in our gospel today is a peace that it doesn't depend on external situations and circumstances. So that no matter what drama is going on in a family or what is happening in a workplace or what storms there are, that we can still have a peace because we know that the Holy Spirit is with us, and we know that we have God. And that's a peace that is so deep because it does not depend on anything else outside of us. It's a peace of a simple knowing that I'm with God and God is with me, and it's going to be fine. And I think that's an important lesson for us to always have and remember in our lives, you know. The only second thought I had today is about praising God. That's the psalm, and then Jesus talks a little bit about it in our gospel. But listen to this. This was in the office of readings yesterday. Beautiful, from St. Augustine. He says, make sure that your praise comes from your whole being. In other words, make sure you praise God not just with your lips and your voices alone, but with your minds, your lives, your words, your actions. Isn't that nice? That our praise shouldn't just be something that we say, oh, I praise you, Lord. Like, praise the Lord. That's good. We sing, we do, but are my thoughts praising God? Are my actions praising God? You know, that no matter what we're doing it in praise of the Lord. And everything can be turned into a prayer in that way. You know, I'm still doing that stupid push-up challenge, and I'm on day 142. And now I don't do them all at once. I do them in batches now. But as I'm doing them, I'm thinking, okay, I got to offer these push-ups up for something, you know, so that these push-ups can praise the Lord. So that, you know, and as we run, as we work, as we read, as we do anything, it should all be praising the Lord, such that worship isn't just a thing for our mouths, but our thoughts. Did that thought praise God? Did that feeling in my heart, did that praise God? And we want everything to be oriented in our lives, our thoughts, our actions, our feelings, our words, everything should be oriented to the praise of Almighty God. Praise the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.